Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Every state is naturally proud of its local companies, local products, artisans, and craftspeople, so why shouldn't each state have its own online store to feature them? When our next guests became frustrated in their efforts to shop local, they decided to create just such a business. Andy and Ben Edwards are founders of Grassroots General Store in Charleston, South Carolina. Today, they are in our studio. Andy and Ben, welcome.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Thank you so much for having us.
First of all, give us the genesis of this idea. Whose idea was this?
Well, I would say it was really kind of a joint effort in starting the Grassroots General Store. It all started after we had a baby and were kind of limited in our ability to get out of the house at first. So our typical pattern of buying local and popping into the local farmers markets was kind of inhibited, and we couldn't find an online alternative either. We could find individual online stores for local products, but not just one centralized location. So we decided to start one.
Did you see this in other states and decided to copy the model?
No.
No, sir. We didn't really have a whole lot to go on.
And so walk us through the steps then of building this.
I would say that most of this business is driven by passion. Our business model is, we like to think of it as, we're not a ladder. It's not a climb to the top because we involve so many different individuals in the community. And when I say community, I mean the whole state. We think of it as a snowball. So our growth is involving others, and their success is our success. We reached out to vendors that we knew of from farmers markets in our area. We're in Charleston, and we did a lot of research across the state at all the other farmers markets located from everywhere from the upstate, the lowcountry, and found a lot of vendors online using social media.
And so give us an idea of the product range then.
We don't offer food, but we offer general household products, cleaning supplies, beauty products, gifts, jewelry, home decor. And I think it represents all the different levels of makers and creators. We have people who do this full time. We have hobbyists, and it feels really good to be able to help them further their dreams.
And what have been your challenges in building this?
Consistently posting on social media and outreach.
Outreach is always a challenge. I think social media, though, is a very good tool. You can reach anyone anywhere.
If you're good at it.
Yes. Limiting it to the state, because a lot of other markets we found are interested in this. A lot of other states, especially in the surrounding area, are interested in, is there a Grassroots in our area? Is this only South Carolina? But we are for South Carolinians, made by South Carolinians.
The business model here, then, is to take a commission, I guess, off of everything that is sold?
The business model is, I guess, the 50% markup standard rates. However, we cover shipping.
Are these products normally shipped by the individual vendor?
They still are. Mm-hmm. It's a drop shipping model. So they have full autonomy over the shipping process. And a lot of them like that because they can put their signature on it and it stays really personal. But for the consumer, they can make one-stop shop purchase. So grab items from a lot of different vendors, put it into their cart, and check out. And that's exactly what we couldn't find anywhere else.
How long before you spread to other states?
It's in the back of our mind. If it could provide help in terms of accessibility and awareness of buying local and all of the positive impacts it can have, then we would definitely want to do that. But for now, we are focused on South Carolina.
When do you suppose you will add food? There are vendors that will drop ship food, right?
We do sell certain beverages. We sell coffee beans. It would have to be packaged food. But we're open to it. If it's a small company producing small batch food in South Carolina, we'd love to discuss.
And is your marketing plan social media as well?
Yes, we have kind of recently pivoted to a promotion and marketing service platform also, trying to help folks who have very good products, but they don't know how to present it correctly and post it correctly. So we're into product photography and promotion over several different platforms. So even if you're not one of our vendors, we'll still have an avenue for promotion and exposure.
And so did you need to hire a web developer, an e-commerce specialist?
That's me. No, we did not hire a web developer or e-commerce specialist. There are a lot of platforms out there that make it very accessible. So we didn't have any trouble developing our storefront.
And I guess you just hop on YouTube and learn how to do anything these days.
More or less.
Well, Andy and Ben, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Andy and Ben Edwards are founders of Grassroots General Store based in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to their company posted on our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.